Revealing Ramadan is a special series featuring the voices of 30 Muslims from all walks of life. Each day of this Islamic holy month will reveal a different story, one in which an individual shares a personal experience about Ramadan.
My name is Hillary Clement. I'm originally from Syracuse, New York, currently living in Chicago. I have my kids at home, so I was thinking of my Ramadan, and the most memorable one was in my first Ramadan. I spent a year in Dubai, my first year as a convert, and that was in January of 99, and I was teaching third grade, and my students who were, 9 years old, were telling me, Miss Hillary, are you going to fast this year? And I remember thinking, oh, this is crazy. These kids are, actually looking forward to giving up their snack time and their lunch. And the teachers around me were, very encouraging and very excited, of course. And I just remember feeling so scared. Like, how is it that these people are going to give up their food and their drink for a whole day, and they're really looking forward to it? And my first day was a disaster. It was just a total disaster. I woke up early. I took the early morning breakfast whore, and I ended up feeling very dizzy, and I wanted to faint by the end of the day. And I ate all the wrong things at iftar time, and I ended up vomiting most of the night. It was horrible. And I thought, I don't know how I'm going to be able to make it through the whole month, 30 days of this. This is not fun. This is hell. It's like many things in Islam. I had to learn the hard way. People make things look so easy. And then when you actually try to accomplish these objectives and meet these objectives, you realize that you really have a lot to learn. You feel like learning something all over again. The second day was much better. I did have a very filling pre-dawn meal. I took dates. I took a lot of water. Now, Dubai, it's very hot seasonally, but it's hot most of the year, even in January. It's humid, and so I had to really drink a lot of water. And I observed the other teachers, and they paced themselves, I had to really stop talking so much in the classroom and, just basically change my style of teaching for the month. If I kept talking, I kept getting thirstier. And when I would get angry, I had to really control myself. Okay, if I shout and scream at this child, this student, I'm going to be having a headache in 5 more minutes. And, by the third or fourth day, it was much easier. The students brought me dates, and the teachers would, I would just really pick up on their habits. When they had free time, they would sit down and read Quran. So I started to, follow suit. And by the end of the month, I just remember thinking, this has been the best training I have ever had in discipline and self-control. Just trying to really follow suit with other people and control my desires and my anger, and just to have, that morning cup of coffee just seemed like such a luxury. So the following year was much better, and I was back in the States by that point, so I had all of the community in North Carolina, and I had my husband at the time, so it was a totally different experience. But I was so grateful that I'd had that first year kind of alone, kind of learned by, trial and error. And like everything else in Islam, just really, you have to kind of learn by doing.
This is Revealing Ramadan from Speaking of Faith in American Public Media. To hear more personal reflections on Ramadan and expressions of Muslim identity, visit our website and get the podcast at speakingoffaith.org.